B'tachon for Life, Shir 1207, Sunday, Parshas Kedoshim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshua. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schos of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send him a Yeshua, and he should be Zeiche to Hatzlacha and Brocha Lo'erech Yom Tovim. We are explaining that Tikva is very practical, and practically speaking, it's probably the most relevant level of B'tachon. Because it's relatively easy, and the outcome of someone having tikva is profound. Meaning the effort commensurate to the outcome is much, much less than other levels of B'tachon. All tikva means is that you're keeping the door open. And the difference between an individual that has tikva and an individual that does not can be the difference between the person that will see the Yeshua and the person that Rahman al-Islam will not. And it's relatively easy, like we explained. So basically, the investment is minimal. It just means you don't give up. Even though you don't see a way out, doesn't mean that the Rabbeinu Shalom does not have a way out. That's all tikva means. It means you are hopeful. And to be hopeful is not so difficult. But the outcome is huge. Because when a person is miyayish, when a person gives up hope, he shuts the door, Rachman al-Islam, on the Yeshua. That's how the Mefarshim explain it. And we'll Be'ez Hashem elaborate on it. The Ramchal elaborates on this concept. When a person is hopeful, the door is open to the Yeshua. Will he see it or not? We don't know. But the door is open. So the difference between living with tikva and living without tikva is like the difference between day and night. It's totally different. A person that lives without tikva, Rachman al-Islam, closes the door on the Yeshua. You want to know he might get a Yeshua anyway? He might. He might. But for all practical purposes, he closes the door. The door of the Yeshua is held open, says the Ramchal, when a person has hope. As long as a person has tikva, the door is open to experience the Yeshua. Again, we don't know if you're going to see the Yeshua or not, but the door is open. So basically, for this minimal effort of a person being hopeful, it could be the defining factor if an individual will be zeiche to the Yeshua or not. That's what we mean, that this level is very minimal investment, and probably the greatest outcome. Because the difference between an individual that does this minimal effort and an individual that doesn't is night and day. The higher levels of B'tachon are much more challenging, like we'll Be'ez Hashem explain. And it does increase the odds of you seeing the Yeshua, that's true. But it takes effort. So the importance of this level is very basic. Like they say, you get the biggest bang for your buck. With minimal effort, a person can create the distinction. Will he be zeiche to the Yeshua or chas v'shalom not?